She has two girls and a boy.
Isn't that nice?
And they're all grown and through college. The girls are both married. They married down here in the yard. They had a beautiful, large wedding and a reception here in the house. And then I had another one in Lawrenceburg. There were people here from 29 different states that they were their friends. They personal friends. And it was a beautiful wedding. But her son is he's in Texas learning some kind of something out there now.
Say someone ate something that didn't agree with him and it came back up. You'd say that he had
vomited.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Yeah, I've heard the expression they threw it up.
Which one sounds nicer to you?
I think vomit sounds better than threw up, but maybe not. It's just whatever a person would like to say.
Yeah. What about a really crude way of saying that?
Well, the nicest way would be to say he lost his dinner, I guess.
Yeah, but what about something really kind of a crude expression?
I don't know.
Do you ever hear puke or...
Oh, yeah, I've heard that. I have heard that, too. I never used it, but I've heard it.
Yeah,
what's... Puke?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Say if a person vomited, you say that he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
Where?
Sick in his stomach.
Okay. If a boy's spending a lot of time with a girl, like, he's seriously interested in her, you'd say that he's...
He admires her, or he likes her.
Would you say he's courting her?
Oh, yeah, he's courting her, sure. That's an old expression, I think. Really, they may use that same expression now. They're a courting couple.
Okay. And he would be called her...
Sweetheart.
It should be his...
Sweetheart.
Okay, and if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar...
Oh, they would know they'd been kissing.
Okay. Any old-fashioned word?
Only it wouldn't be on his collar. It would be on his face.
Okay.
They don't kiss the collar.
Okay.
Do you kiss the boy?
It wouldn't be on his collar. It would be on his face.
Any old-fashioned word?
They don't kiss the collar.
Smooching.
Okay.
You kiss the boy?
Say, if a girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
They have quit.
Okay.
Well, they have decided not to date anymore.
Uh-huh. What if he asked her to marry him, but she...
Well, if she wanted him, she would say yes, and if she wanted him, whatever words he asked her, she would answer. If she didn't want him, well, she would refuse him.
Uh-huh. Would you use an expression to say she refused him? You say she...
He said no.
Okay. Did you say turned him down or jilted him or...
Well, that would be, if she jilted him, I don't think she would wait until he asked her to marry him before she would do something like that.
Sure.
She would tell him that before he went that far.
Uh-huh.
Would be jilting, in my mind.
What if they were already engaged and all of a sudden she
found somebody else she'd rather have, maybe?
Uh-huh. What would you say she did to him then?
Well, that could be jilting, too, I suppose, but... That'd be an ugly way to do it. She should have more respect for him than to wait till almost time to get married and then do it.
Is there a humorous way of saying getting married?
Getting married?
Uh-huh. Like you say that.
They are getting married?
Yeah.
Or they are being married?
Would you say they got hitched?
Oh, yes, I've heard that expression.
What's that?
They got hitched. They got married.
Okay.
Haven't you ever heard that expression?
I read it.
Oh, that's an old expression.
They got hitched.
Some people
they got married.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you ever heard
at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called...
Best man.
Okay.